An application of Samson Resources Company for an order amending the field rules for the Ambrose Bakken Pool to establish an overlapping 1,280-acre spacing unit, Divide County. All interested parties, please come forward.
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, appearing case 20793 on behalf of Samson Resources Company. We'll be calling three witnesses, Adam Presnell, Land, Troy Johnson, Geology, Ben Jackson, Engineering, and they'll all be appearing by telephone. Adam? Okay, just a moment.
Mr. Presnell, do you promise
yes,
to
ma'am.
Tell the truth? Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Thank you.
Adam, would you state your full name for the record?
Adam Presnell.
And by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Samson Resources Company as the district landman.
And you testified for the commission previously and had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes, sir.
Offer the further testimony of this witness that of an expert.
Motion granted.
Adam, let's turn to the packet of exhibits for case 20793. Let's go to exhibit one in the packet. Tell me what exhibit one is.
Exhibit one is just an outline overview of our Ambrose field with the case acreage that we're talking about in the red box.
Okay, and the next exhibit, exhibit two?
Exhibit two is the lease ownership for those two sections. Samson Resources Company, I identified as SRC, has a little over 50% working interest in this unit. Potential unit, DH stands for Bakken Hunter, WH is Williston Hunter.
Okay, and then you want to just briefly touch on sections 27 and 34 as well?
Sure. So in section 27, Samson has the majority interest with 52.5%. Bakken Hunter and Williston Hunter are the other parties in there. In section 34, Samson has almost 50%, 49.4%. Baytex has 35.3%, Williston Hunter 9.4%, and there's some small owners making up the balance.
No further questions of the land witness.
Any questions from the staff? Mr. Johnson, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes.
Thank you.
Troy, can you move just a little bit closer to the phone and also speak up a bit?
Sorry.
Much better, thank you. You will state your full name for the record?
Troy Johnson.
And by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Samson Resources. I'm a geology team leader for Williston Basin.
And you've testified before the commission previously?
Yes.
Had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes.
Offer the further testimony of this witness that of an expert?
Motion granted.
Troy, let's quickly discuss what's contained on Exhibit 3 and Exhibit 4.
Exhibit 3 is just showing the structure map, top and middle Bakken. Just showing kind of simple monoclinal dip. You're dipping from the north down to the south. And the yellow box on there is highlighting the acreage that we're discussing.
Okay, Exhibit 4.
Exhibit 4 is just a cross-section map showing that same acreage, showing the location of cross-section A to A prime.
And Exhibit 5.
Exhibit 5 is showing cross-section A to A prime. That was shown on exhibit number 4. On there it's highlighted your upper Bakken shale, middle Bakken, lower Bakken shale, and 3-4. Just showing the continuous nature of the formation through this area.
No further questions.
Any questions from the staff?
Troy, the two existing wells, are they middle Bakken or 3-4 targets?
They are 3-4.
And your intended target for your increased density wells?
3-4 and middle Bakken.
So you'd alternate targets?
Yeah, potentially.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Jackson, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
I do.
Thank you.
Ben, state your name for the record, please.
Ben Jackson.
And by whom are you employed in what capacity?
Samson Resources. I'm the Bakken Reservoir Engineer.
And you've testified before the commission previously?
I have.
Had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes.
Offer the further testimony as witness out of an expert.
Motion granted.
Ben, let's go to the next exhibit in the packet, Exhibit 5.
Okay, Exhibit 5, then we can actually answer the question, the previous question regarding which formations we'll be targeting. Starting on the west side or the left side of this diagram, we have proposed 7 wells targeting the Middle Bakken and Three Forks zones within the Bakken pool. The Middle Bakken wells are identified in the by the odd numbers. The Three Forks wells are identified by the even numbers. That pretty much explains the exhibit. This is a proposed well path, well trajectory for the development of the spacing unit.
Why don't you spend just a moment talking about how you're going to handle Middle Bakken or Three Forks wells where you're crossing under existing Middle Bakken or Three Forks wells?
Okay. So because these wells, the diagonal wells are drilled in the 640s, are all going to be Three Forks wells. We will only take extra measures on the Three Forks wells when we cross the existing Three Forks wells. We plan on submarining up to 40 feet below the existing Three Forks wells and mechanically isolate that with packers. We will actually have our first pilot of doing exactly what I just suggested we're doing with the Comet well, which will be drilled in October, or finished drilling in October and completed in November of this year. So if we have any adverse or detrimental effects to existing Three Forks wells, we will either not drill these Three Forks wells or take additional preventative measures.
Okay, let's go to the next exhibit, Exhibit 6.
Okay. Exhibit 6 is a typical wellbore diagram for the wells that will be drilled in this particular spacing unit. Our TVD typically in this area is 7,900 feet. We'll typically set intermediate casing at 8,600 feet and then drill to a total measured depth of 19,000 feet, which would give us 10,000 feet of lateral displacement or effective wellbore. We will complete this with a swell packers and sleeves design. Typical design is 25 stages with 100,000 pounds of proppant pumped per stage for an overall sand volume of 2.5 million pounds per well.
All right, and the next exhibit, Exhibit 7.
Exhibit 7 is just some basic reservoir properties that will give us our volumetric calculation. As I mentioned earlier, we're typically TD set intermediate towards 8,000 feet TBD. We typically have a vertical thickness of 100 feet, porosity of 6%, water saturation around 35%. Formation volume factor from the PBT studies is typically 1.49, and just running through the simple volumetric calculation, that gives us a total recoverable volume per well of 445,000 barrels. And then the bottom portion of Exhibit 7 are the single well economics using some basic assumptions. Operating cost typically $9,000 per well per month. Average oil price, 95 barrels, and turning up right now, thankfully, with a typical well cost of about $6.5 million, our return on investment at an undiscounted rate is about 4.3.
And in your opinion, will the requested relief prevent waste, protect relative rights, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes, it will.
So all the questions I have, Madam Examiner, to offer the exhibits that were identified. I'd also point out that I've been advised that there are two Exhibit 5s. Exhibit 5 is a cross-section A to A prime, and then the second Exhibit 5 is the proposed well plan, and I'd request that be labeled as Exhibit 5A.
Sure, we can do that. Exhibit 5A is exhibits will be received. Are there any questions from the staff?
Ben, the well in section 27, that is not connected to a gas line, is it?
Let me see. It is not.
Okay, and is this part of the plan of One Oaks to connect all the wells up in this area?
Yes, it is.
Okay, do you have an approximate connection date?
The wells should be connected within a month of being drilled and completed. We currently have connected 21 wells. We've had some, or One Oak has had some issues just with some compressor stations, but we do have 21 wells currently hooked up and currently selling to One Oak about $2 million a day.
Okay, and are you sharing your drilling and completion plan with them so they know what wells are coming on the system?
Yes, we are.
Okay, thank you.
Ben, you indicated that your intent as you cross the existing Three Forks wells would be to drill underneath them by as much as 40 feet, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Would you be entering into the second bench of the Three Forks then, or would you still be in the upper part of the Three Forks?
We would be at the upper portion of the second bench of the Three Forks.
Okay. How far into the Three Forks are those two initial wells?
I don't have the specific. Troy could field that question.
This is Troy. They were drilled within the, both of them were drilled within the upper Three Forks. Probably about 90% of the wellbore was within the upper Three Forks.
Right, but I'm asking, are they like 10 feet below the top of the Three Forks, 20 feet?
Probably about 10 feet.
Okay, so right at the upper part of the Three Forks.
Yes.
While I got you here, Troy, I was looking at Exhibit 5 again and noticed that you have a red layer there that's marked as the Three Forks and then a layer below it that's marked as a lower Bakken, LBS. I'm assuming that means lower Bakken shale.
Yes, I noticed that too. Those are, I mislabeled those. Those should be the other way around.
Yeah, they should be flip-flop. Okay.
Yeah, those should be flip-flop. The lower, the red one, the reddish shaded one should be a lower Bakken shale and that lowest orange one should be a Three Forks. I apologize for that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that'll conclude our